Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Yeah, well, it is a rare Saturday night. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:03 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on this Saturday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Holly Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass and the 1-877-337-6666. For the four-hour Saturday schmooze, right up until Chris McMonagle at 10, on your fan, New York City.
Everything that I've heard from anybody in baseball management or anybody on the commissioner's side is players were to have immunity in order to get the story out and get the evidence they needed. So my question to the commissioner would be, why was Carlos Beltran mentioned in that report?
You're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend.
Honestly, on Houston's situation, I don't have any comment.
It happened on my watch, and I'm not proud of that. I'll never be proud of it. I didn't like it.
I don't want to know you or what you do.
You know, for the respect of the process that has been happening.
I live my own life. I don't apologize to take care of my family.
He wasn't with us at that time. You know, he's playing for another team and he's doing whatever he can to help that team.
I asked him about, hey, how's it been for you, you know, going through the ups and downs each year, you know, through injuries and stuff like that. And he said, hey, like, you know, your numbers and the results and where your team wants to be will be there at the end of the year. You know, so hearing that from a veteran presence like that who never wanted to press in any situation was pretty cool to hear.
That's something that I did when I was a player, being able to have good relationship with the guys and being able to have truthful conversations.
I didn't initiate or I didn't endorse it. You know, my mindset at that point was to demonstrate that I didn't like it.
Something that's unholy and evil.
I feel very fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to experience a world champion. And after all those years trying to accomplish that, God gave me the opportunity to experience that in my life's year of baseball. So very happy and very, very fortunate.
And I refused to be a fool dancing on the string held by all those big shots.
Well, the buzzword continues to be Astros. And where have you heard this before? And it's so, so true. It's a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. Where is Superman when you need him? Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No! It's a spy drone relaying signals for yet another innovative, creative way of cheating. Is truth and justice the American way, or lie and cheat to avoid defeat? Bang, bang, as the Astros racked up hits, it turns out they were full of hypocrites. Bang, bang, the garbage can was MVP. Now we know what those sounds would mean. Bang, bang, the sign went down. Bang, bang, we heard the sound. Bang, bang, the pitcher frowned. Bang, bang, he threw the curveball down. Cheaters came and changed the game. So they were hitting laser beams. Bang, bang, went the can. Bang, bang, Carlos, the leading man. Bang, bang, we finally knew who. Bang, bang, everyone's sticking it to you. Jim Crane, he said it didn't matter, really didn't impact any batter. Correa, He said today there was no buzzer. Only an ugly tattoo Altuve didn't want to show you. We need, don't we, though? We really need to come up with a plan to eliminate all scams and schemes and scandals. A plan that'll eliminate the virus now infecting Major League Baseball. So someday, baseball itself might develop the AstroBytes app, eliminating the virus that creates all cheating, scam schemes, and scandals. The scarlet letters spell out A-S-S-T-R-O-S, and they will wear those letters forevermore. Retaliation, no, 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 and no, Nanette. Retaliation, that is not the answer, and I think we all know that. Not when they will live the rest of their days, followed by the dark shadows of shame and embarrassment. No longer for the Astros, a field of dreams. That's over. Not when they will hear what they did and who they became. Now on the field and later on the porch with a grandchild on their lap. The commissioner, he may have let the players off easy, but very few others in or out of uniform will. They won their World Series, didn't they? They flash those rings, don't they? They cash the bonus and cash in with brand new deals. But at what price? They signed with Houston, but more, they made their deal with the devil scorn, the devil ridicule, and the devil verbal abuse. And it will be loud, very loud with words, and dead silence with a frown, a glare, and a stare until the 12th of never. The Astro asterisk is there forevermore. And as we have been saying forevermore, it seems, doesn't it? The regret really for them, and more so after we heard a few days ago, these lame non-apologies, the real regret for this team. It goes without saying, the regret for them, they got caught. Would an honest man or an honest woman please pick up the white courtesy smartphone? We're hearing about the New York Mets. They are still on the market. And if Major League Baseball finds a money man like a Steve Cohen, how you say, unsavory, the Metropolitans will have to find a money man or woman with character, with integrity, somebody honest enough to trust. Somebody honorable, and somebody we can all admire and respect and look up to. And of course, when you mention such a wonderful kind of human being with all of these kinds of wonderful human qualities, who doesn't think of Alex Rodriguez?
Here's the sound for A-Rod.
You always have to be so hysterically suspicious.
I never thought I would sometimes get that uniform back on and to be able to play in this stadium in front of these fans. And for that, I'm thankful to the Steinbrenner family and the whole Yankee organization.
Suspicion. Oh, it's my heart. Suspicion. Keeps us apart. Suspicion. Why touch me?
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. His 3,000th hit is a home run.
I'm grateful, extremely appreciative to the Yankees giving me an opportunity to put the uniform back on.
Nobody really cares.
Suspicion orbits my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion. Why torture me?
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. His his 3,000th hit.
In my 21-year career, by far, nothing that I've done personally would ever compare to winning the championship in 2009. And I don't have a ball, I don't have a bat, but I do have a memory, and the memory lives forever. Kind of the same way I feel about the ball.
So, what do you have?
I didn't know if this day would ever come. There were some really dark days.
People get second and third chances, and people really pull for people to do well and get off the carpet.
What are you talking about?
Torment my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion. Why talk to me?
I got no respect at all.
Pitch is line to left center field. It is a two-run base hit for A-Rod.
Him again.
Yes, he has a memory, and so do we. First of all, I'm going to say it again, and maybe I'll be the only person on my block to say this. I still don't think Steve Cohen is out of the hunt. I really don't, because the Metropolitans are not going to get themselves a bid of $3 billion, not when they already had on the table $2.6. Anyway, let me mention this, and then we'll take the break and get right away to your telephone calls. The Staten Island Yankees are giving away miniature trash cans, and they're going to end their 2020 promotional schedule with this kind of bang. The Yankees Class A short season team, they announced back in January, and we want to mention because it certainly comes into play today, but it won't be until September 3rd. But this you'll remember. The Yankees Class A short season team announced in January a mini trash can giveaway for a late season game against the Tri-City Valley Cats, an affiliate at the same minor league level of the Houston Astros. And the first 500 fans in attendance will receive a miniature trash bin featuring the Staten Island Yankees logo. You got to remember this. It's September 3rd, and it should be a lot of fun. You get your own miniature trash can, and you'll be thinking of the Houston Astros, you and your children, for the rest of their lives and your life, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.